Okay, so the rules of the game. We didn't want to give any special advantage to people that knew how to find their raise hand button. So we are going to say to
Sorry.
shout out, but Vita is the final arbiter over who won the shout out. We can't argue with her. She's the referee. She decides. That's it. No appeals, no replays, nothing. That's it.
This is news to me.
Wait a
Okay.
minute. Wait a minute. Are we go from being
Boy,
diverse
how
and beautiful
strict.
and enjoyable to a dictatorship? That's
This is
switch
new
quick.
information to me. So, hey.
No,
Hold on. I got to call my ISP to speed up my
it's
bandwidth. Hold
not.
on.
So,
Can we
that's
push this back 40
basically
minutes after I get through their wait time what
from
I'm talking about. I agree with you,
the
Brandon.
Yeah, basically,
Sure,
you're
you can
halfway
push it back. I'll be
there.
sleeping. Yeah.
Okay, so this is what you do. Listen, you need to call out your name. Don't call out, I know, don't call out the answer. Please don't call out the answer. It kind of ruins the game.
Wait.
We want to
All
hear
right,
the answer.
Regina, let's try it. On three, everybody say your first name. One,
Joe.
two,
Oh,
three.
sorry.
Joe
Debate. Your
Barry.
first name.
All right,
Okay, so
Joe, your
your first
name.
name.
We're good.
Y'all know our names.
Good. Okay.
All right. All right. So that's basically the rules. And we're gonna oh, the other thing is please wait till the person that's reading finishes reading the Who Am I? This is called Who Am I? So it's as though the person is talking to us, and these are all women from all different walks of life, and that's because it's Women's Month, Women's History Month. Okay.
All right, so we're going to read a paragraph basically, but at the end, we will always say, Who am I? So, right after I, be ready to shout out your name if you know the answer. All right, here we go. Number one, I grew up, whoops, I grew up and learned to manage my diabetes by a very dedicated family. I was part of an active student group on my college campus. I eventually became a judge and was appointed to the Supreme Court by Barack Obama. Who am I?
Linda,
Linda, go.
Sonia Soto Mayor.
Correct.
She even said
Linda.
the
Wow.
name. Yay.
Dang, Linda.
Yeah,
That's good.
right. Yay. I love her.
Okay, the next one. I overcame childhood polio to become an actor. I
Oh,
was
you're
the
breaking
first.
up.
Can you repeat that? You broke up in the first sentence. Thank you.
Sorry. I think when Joe came in, Joe, quit going in and out. Okay, here we go. You know, like your mom says, quit going in and out of the door. Okay.
Now.
I overcame childhood polio to become an athlete. I was the first American woman to win three gold medals in track and field.
Repeat it, please. You broke up
Oh
right, I guess, when Nelly left.
my goodness, this Zoom is bad. Okay. Okay, let me start all over because I don't even know where I was. Number two, I overcame childhood polio to become an athlete. I was the first American woman to win three gold medals in track and field. I spent my whole life fighting for civil and human rights and died at the age of 54. From throat cancer. Who am I?
Mary.
Okay, I
Ahead,
think.
Mary.
Well, it was
Okay.
Stephanie, but Mary.
Oh, okay. Is it Wilma
But
Rudolph?
Vita's the final. I'm sorry. Vita's the final judge. Sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. Is it Wilma Rudolph?
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Got it.
That's a hard one.
That was.
Wow.
Yeah, that is hard. I don't know who that is.
She
That's
was an
great,
awesome
Mary.
athlete. Yes. You got it.
An awesome athlete.
Yeah. All right, number three. I opened a French cooking school and then brought the art of French cooking to America through my books and TV shows, which first aired on PBS.
Nikki.
Through humor and simple directions, I brought the joy of cooking to men and women throughout the United States. Who am I?
Stephanie.
Go, Stephanie.
Julia Childs.
Yes. Very good.
Yay.
Sorry, Nikki.
No, no, that's okay because I didn't know that she did the joy of cooking.
Yes.
I knew the rest of it, but I didn't know that she did the joy of cooking. Thank you.
Okay.
Used to watch her.
She was good and funny.
Yeah, and I have funny. The book too. It was a wedding present some 50 something years ago.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so remember, wait for the who am I. Okay, number four. I was born in a traditional Navajo hogan and went to an Indian boarding school where the Bureau of Indian Affairs tried to insist we abandon our tribal ways, and where many of my classmates died of influenza. This inspired me to obtain my education in the area of public health. I was the first Native American to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1963 because of my work in decreasing infant mortality and decreasing tuberculosis nationwide. Who am I?
Wow.
Nikki?
Yeah, Nikki?
Would that be Dr. Norman Bethune?
No.
No, okay. That's okay.
That's a good guess, though.
Wow.
Has to be a woman.
Has to be
Native
a woman.
Indian. Native
oh,
Indian.
Of course. Sorry.
All right. Her name is Anne Dodge Wanuka.
Wanika.
I've heard of her and didn't know who that was. Okay. Okay.
That's why this is so fun. Okay.
All right. This is a long one. Five. I was denied entrance to Barnard College because I was Black. I went on to integrate the WYCA, become a part of the anti-lynching movement, and support civil and human rights around the world. Eleanor Roosevelt, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and Lyndon B. Johnson consulted with me on civil and human rights. I was the head of the National Council of Negro Women for 40 years and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal for my work. Who am I?
Mary.
Go, Mary.
Is it Ida B. Wells?
Wait, nope. I have to go to the next page. No, okay.
Stephanie.
Yeah, go ahead. Stephanie.
Shirley Chisholm.
Do you have the answer, Regina?
I have it. No, it's not that. Yeah, she never served in Congress or ran for president. Okay. That's my hint.
That's your hint.
Anyone else have a guess? Okay. Her name is Dorothy Height.
Wow.
Oh. That's okay. Education like, anyway. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Who?
Dorothy Height?
Yeah.
So far as a group, we're 3 for 5.
I know, right? Maybe we made them too hard, huh?
Is that
okay,
spelled,
no.
Regina? Is
no,
that
like,
H?
Good.
H-E-I-G-H-T.
Oh, it is Height. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just like, okay. Wow.
Yes. And for
my
40 years.
4 for 5, so don't feel bad.
Yeah. Okay, but that's the point of this game is to learn. So that's and to have fun doing
it. Oh, yeah. No, I think it's fun. I like it.
Okay, number six. I was born in Athens, Ohio to Chinese immigrants, but I did not connect with my Chinese heritage till I was in my 30s. I graduated from Yale and went on to fight for many environmental causes. I was architect of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, Washington, D.C., which I designed when I was only 21 years old.
Wow. Ooh. God, I She's know a bad mama jam.
I remember her name. That's
incredible.
Yes.
Oh, God, what's her name? Oh, I know who she is. I've been to the wall.
Oh.
I can't remember her name.
So, Chinese American.
Chinese American. Designed a.
Young.
I remember everything about her because we watched her get chosen.
Mm-hmm.
God, what was her
name? How about starts with an M?
Yeah, it starts with an M. Her first name starts with an M.
I don't think
that's helpful, you guys. What does it end with?
Her name okay. is...
What about the middle?
Yeah, what's her middle name?
Yeah. Her name is Maya Lin.
Maya Lin, yeah. Oh, thank you. Maya thank Lin. You. Oh, it's God. M-A-Y-A, and then the last name is L-I-N. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I am Pei, and I don't think I am Pei is a woman. That's probably not going to be right.
Oh, my God. That's and that was we've been to the wall. My show, I have cousins on the wall. Oh, geez.
Well, now we'll remember, and for our family, we should remember the Maya part.
Right?
Yeah, that's my daughter's name. Her name's Amaya, but we always call her Maya.
So. And how old was she again? 20?
21.
20, 21, yeah.
And she just, oh, wow. Man.
That's she designed that wall, yeah.
Wow. After nobody could get it, I pulled it up. Yeah, she was a 21-year-old college student, designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's while cool. she was still an undergraduate at Yale.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Are you looking these up?
I looked it up. Well, I started looking them up after we couldn't get them. Like just when it was kind of.
I get it. It was okay.
Because now I'm.
Fine. I was gonna jump in and cheat.
No. Now I'm leaving the tabs open so I can see read them later fully through.
Yeah. Because, no. Yeah. These
That's
were
fun. That's fun to do that.
Yeah.
All like, right.
It loaded up right when we were actually done with the like whole situation. If I don't That's know fine. It, I'm not going
to
answer.
Don't need to explain. It's fine.
That's fine.
We're at 7. Here's number 7. I was born in Akron, Ohio, to the first Black chemist to work in the United States tire industry. And went on to graduate with degrees from Miami University and the Iowa Writers Workshop. I was the first Black woman poet laureate in American history, appointed in 1993. Who am I?
Nikki.
Stephanie.
Nikki.
Is that Alice Walker?
No.
Nope.
Stephanie.
Maya Angelou?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Good guess. That was a good guess.
Oh,
see,
Nikki.
If I was cheating, I would have lost. That's what came up for me.
That's funny.
1993.
Poet laureate for Bill Clinton, right?
Okay. Yep.
Cachet.
Go ahead, Cachet.
Is that Rita Dove?
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Oh. Very good, I knew Cachet. So
great. The writer. Wonderful.
You go.
And look, oh my gosh, read some of her poetry. It is amazing. I almost didn't complete my work here because I started reading her poems.
Wait, can you say her name one more time?
Yeah.
Rita, R-I-T, like Tom, A, and last name Dove, like the bird.
Okay, Dove, okay.
Oh, Rita Dove. What a beautiful name. It is pretty.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Literally like a perfect name for a poet.
I know.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Number 8. I was born in Galisteo, New Mexico in 1910. 2 years before New Mexico became a state, to a family who had owned that land for 9 generations.
Ooh.
I advocated for people with disabilities and abused children. I was a champion for bilingual education and women's rights. I am the first Hispanic woman elected to a state legislature. Who am I?
if we don't get anything out of this, we get a history lesson.
Yeah, I love history.
We need these questions and answers sent in a document.
I can send them out. I can.
Mm-hmm. I have no clue.
Jeez. Okay, her name is Concha Ortiz y Pino.
Okay, that was right.
Yes, if I knew, I wouldn't have been able to say it. But
that was right on the tip of my
tongue. I knew that.
I love the name Concha because it means shell.
Yes.
It's a
name. Mm-hmm.
Shell, and we don't name girls shell, but I always thought Concha was super cool.
Yeah, that is
nice.
Like conch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From the conch shell because that was sacred. That was sacred in Mexico in the native.
I should have been a linguist because I love words and roots and all where they come from. Super cool.
Mm-hmm. Regina, can you repeat her name one more time?
Mm-hmm. Concha Ortiz y Pino. So it's like Spanish. A lot of times they'll put different people do it differently. So, but what they do is they put their dad's name and then either E or the, D-E, mm-hmm. their of or and, mm-hmm. and then they put their mother's name at the end. So Concha's her first name. Ortiz was probably her dad's
name.
Or married name. But
her dad's name. Okay.
Bino
and the last
name because they are matrilineal. So we trace the mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, Regina, don't they sometimes hyphenate like Sonia Sotomayor? And there was another politician who had two names too, and I can't think of. They hyphenate also sometimes.
Yeah. And her dad was Soto, her mom was Mayor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and my name would be Regina Marie Brink Salas. Or Brink Salas, probably. Yeah. So yeah, you can end up with a lot of names, especially because if you take a confirmation name, you add that on. So then you're with that forever.
Yeah, there are people that have
name changing. How much fun can we have?
Okay, so what's the next one? This is fun. I'm enjoying it.
Can you
move me?
Even though I have
number nine.
Okay.
Number 9. My parents were Jewish immigrants.
He was the teacher.
I received my degree cum laude from Smith College in 1942. I went on to be a journalist and writer before getting married and becoming a housewife. At a high school reunion, I surveyed fellow classmates and realized something was missing in our lives. I wrote The Feminine Mystique in 1968 and became a leading figure in women's movement, including forming the National Organization for Women. Who am I?
Andrea.
Oh, God, what?
Go, Andrea.
Betty Friedan.
Yeah.
I read that book in college.
Andrea.
We read it in college. It was required reading. I took a women's history course and we had to read, and I had never read it. And boy, it's something. If you have not read it, I don't care if you're man or woman. Left the meeting. Yeah. It's quite a book.
So,
all right.
That she was parents Jewish immigrant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. That was interesting.
Yeah, I knew Betty Friedan. Her maiden name was Goldstein.
Oh, okay.
And it was, it had an E at the end. She dropped the E in college. Mm. Goldstein, is that how you say it? Goldstein?
Yeah. Goldstein?
Goldstein, yeah.
Well, without the E, it would be Goldstein, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, she dropped the E. But I think it was Goldstein. There were two E's.
Oh, okay, okay.
And she dropped the second E off the end.
Mm-hmm. What was the significance of that? Do you know, Regina?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Do you know anybody else? Because I don't know. I just read that, and I was like, wow, her name is Goldstein.
And then I wonder.
College.
Yeah, I wonder if at that time, if having the E on a name like that just automatically tagged, quote, someone, and maybe she thought, if I drop it, I'm less likely to be tagged.
It doesn't look so familiar, maybe.
What year did she go to college?
40s, in the 40s, so.
42.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense. It might have been maybe a German thing.
From what I just pulled up, her father was a Russian immigrant who was a jeweler, and her mother, Miriam Horowitz Goldstein, was a Hungarian immigrant who worked as a journalist. And I know it was common for immigrants to change their names when they came over and registered through Ellis Island. My family, my mother's side of the family is a proof of that. So technically when my family immigrated from Italy in the early 1910s, that's what happened, I guess, when they were going through Ellis Island. Because of the thick Sicilian accent, they misspelled my great-grandfather's name. So I can actually
They did that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, so a lot of them were misspellings. They weren't their changing of the name.
Yeah,
they were
not necessarily
somebody got it wrong.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it could have been something even like that, because even here it shows the father's last name is Goldstein, Stein, no E at the end. After.
Interesting.
Because the thing I read said she changed it in college, but who knows? The college might have misspelled her name.
It's interesting, I think, that she took her husband's name, you know, viewing in light of what she, you know, what she was doing, the work she was doing, that she did take her husband's name.
But even then, it was almost
it's what you did.
It's what you did.
Yes. And when I got married, if I'd mentioned the fact that I might keep my own name, and my husband pitched a huge fit about it. I wish I hadn't listened to him. I took it back right away. That's why.
How much do we have left?
This but you got it back now, Andrea.
I did, yes, ma'am.
All right.
Well, this is Nikki. When my daughter got married, she didn't want to change her name from Noise to his. So he changed his name to Noise.
That's Yay. I've heard of that too. That's cool.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, when we got married, Frank hyphenated. So that
that's cool.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
How did he hyphenate? Zavali Welty or
Welty? Zavali Welty.
Okay.
Cool.
Fascinating.
Okay.
But we tend to use our own last names.
Right.
Because we got married in New York, and in New York you can continue to use your own last name as long as it's not used for fraudulent matters.
Well, there are states where you're required to change your name to the husband's name. I never even
know.
No, okay. You're not required. No.
I but changed my name twice when I was married two different times, but the minute I got divorced, I was back to my own name.
Yep. And if I got married again, I would not change it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change.
How many do
I wouldn't change my last name.
We have one more left.
Okay. And all right. Let's do it.
For the record, I've never changed my name.
Nope. That's good.
You go, all right.
For the record, I'll never change it again since I've got it back.
You guys were smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready for number 10? Drum roll.
Go for it.
I was born a slave and received a severe head injury when I was 12 from being hit in the head by a heavyweight by the plantation owner who was throwing it at someone else. This left disability, which caused seizures and narcolepsy. It sounded like epilepsy to me, actually. I escaped using the Underground Railroad. I was a nurse, a union spy, and a woman suffrage supporter. I was called the Moses of the Underground Railroad because I helped so many people escape. Who am I?
Stephanie. Mary. Linda.
Oh, boy. I think I heard Stephanie first.
Mm-hmm. Harriet Tubman.
Yay!
Yay!
That was an easier one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Not for me. Not until the cue about Moses being the Moses.
Yeah.
Of the
yes.
I did not know the rest of that.
I didn't know she got well, that.
Yeah.
But this is
the
Nikki.
Slave owner that couldn't throw straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was the overseas. This is Nikki. My dad never read me fairy tales, but when I was 5 years old, he read me the story of Harriet Tubman. And at that point, she became my hero because it was an iron thrown by the overseer.
Yes.
And it was one of those little iron, cast iron things. It's all one piece. My friend's parents had them straighten their hair and stuff. And
it was
she
actually
almost
a weight.
Died,
but it was it actually was, like a weight. Yeah.
It's a weight?
And,
wow.
Yeah, it was like a weight, but it was actually a small iron. And
if you guys haven't seen the movie about her, it was very good. It came out, 5 or 6 years ago?
But let Nikki finish, because...
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought she was done. Sorry,
yeah,
Nikki.
No, she has a detail, I know, but go ahead, Nikki.
Oh, well, anyway, so she became my hero, and my dad became my hero as I grew up, because he had introduced me to her at such an early age, and other heroes and heroines of color. He never read me a fairy tale in my whole life. Thank you so much.
But she intervened. She was trying to save that other person from being hit. She was trying to stop the overseer.
Okay. Right. So the overseer, so she took the hit instead of the other person.
Yeah, but you would think if a 12-year-old kid went between you, it would stop you, don't you think? Like, if you were going to, I mean, not that we all practice throwing stuff at people, but let's just say we lost our minds and we were going to throw it. If you saw a child get in the way, wouldn't the normal reaction be to stop?
No, because he was an overseer. He didn't care.
He was an overseer. She was a slave. Why would he stop?
Right. Right. She stepped in the path after it was released, which is why she took the impact.
Right.
And it did crack her skull, which caused her to have epilepsy.
Wow.
Epilepsy and poor lady. But she was awesome.
That's amazing.
She was incredible.
She was incredible.
Absolutely incredible. And it's on the movie, it's on Netflix, and it's audio described.
I have
and
to go see it.
It's just called Harriet.
Yeah.
It's really, really moving. I watched the movie and I couldn't sleep after that. I was so, it was just, wow. Yeah, that's all I could say.
Maybe
wow.
That's one of the programs that we need to start, like on Friday evenings, showing movies like that.
Oh, we could do a movie night.
We could. You know what? iBug does it every Friday night at 6 o'clock San Francisco time. We should pick another night.
Would we be allowed to do that legally? I mean, since it's just the sound, I think we need to make sure. I would love to do it, but I know ACB is really touchy about anything that involves using any kind of, because the Audio Description Project considers even the sound files as falling under the legal definition.
Maybe that's a discussion for another day.
It would be nice
day.
To do it. I would.
Yeah.
I'm not
you
trying
can
to
do
discourage
it, but you can't. You cannot
I'm
air
not
it.
Sure how iBug gets around it.
Go ahead.
You cannot. Well, why don't we
speak one at a time?
Hold on.
I have a friend who's involved with I will ask him how they handle it.
Kathy, on the publications board, Board of Publications, Board
TV. Yeah, because IBA does it every Friday night.
And Cassie also made a good point.
You could do a movie night, but you cannot air it. You cannot actually air it.
Yes.
Anything.
You cannot. Yeah, you cannot air it.
We can't record it. We
can't record it. Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Well, you know what? Why don't you talk to them and find out? Because they do it every Friday night.
And they distribute that link. It goes all over the place.
Yeah.
Anybody
so call, get in touch with Sandy or Michael.
I'm sorry, what movie night are you talking
about? iBug. It's the iBug. The computer users group. What is it? Blind user group something?
Right. Yeah.
The website is iBug today.
Yeah.
iBug.org.
iBug. They don't record. But they don't record it, and they don't. They never mention the movie. That's why they won't put it out there what the movie is. You have to come, and they only say it right before they play it. So
it's in the email.
Wait a minute. That's not quite correct. Can I explain this for a minute? You go in on Monday night to the iBug program, and at 6 o'clock San Francisco time, they have a little quiz, and they let you know what the movie is, and then they send you an email. So that may be true that they can't advertise it, but it is on their Facebook page. So yeah, get in touch with one of them, or I can do it if you like and find out more information. But I'm missing the movie tonight to be here, so I'm dedicated to you guys.
And the movie title is in the email, guys. It's not like they're trying to hide it. I've seen it. I mean, I get the emails.
Yeah, but it's sent out. It's not advertised.
Well, that's right. Maybe that's how they get around it.
How they get around it. I have a friend who's involved, and that's how they get around it. They do not send the email to Nation. It's you have to really just know what the movie is.
You have to be signed up. Yeah, they don't just send it to arbitrary people.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. So,
iBug is huge.
They started right before or right after COVID, but they've been right before.
No, they've been around for at least 10 years.
I know, but they really started showing the movie, really started pushing.
Yeah, that's right. And the guys, the website is ibugtoday.org.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, that's right. Ibugtoday.
Dot org.
Org. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Or .com. It all goes to the same place.
Okay, I was gonna say I see column right now. But okay. Yeah. I also see org right underneath on the next search bar down. I'm just want to say I'm proud of myself. I knew that one, but I started saying instead of my name when I was caught myself.
That's very common, Brandon. We tend to forget our names at important moments.
Yes. For some reason, I thought my name was Harriet for a quick second.
Well, I want to let everybody know we have one more drawing because Steve's got to be out of here at 9 o'clock or he turns into a pumpkin.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Echo. Number between 1 and 17.
Number between 1 and 17. It's 3.
3?
3.
Wow. Damn, Matt.
Okay, wow. I'm taking Matt.
No, I'm not giving it up. All right.
Good for you.
Walmart or Amazon?
Which one is easier? The cart or Walmart?
Amazon's easier.
Amazon's easier. To me, Amazon's easier.
Amazon is easier, yeah.
Okay.
You don't? I'm sorry. My device name is Miss Amazon, Mr. Amazon.
Okay.
Every time somebody says something, he goes, I didn't know that.
If you order from Walmart a lot, then I would take Walmart. But if
I order actually more through Amazon than I do.
Then take Amazon.
Yeah, it is 8:55, so.
Yep.
We should close it up.
Oh, darn.
Well, thank you, everybody. Guys. It's been wonderful.
Yes.
Regina, can you send out the list? Can you send out these questions, please?
I will. Yeah. And anybody that wants the questions.
We have to fix it a little bit, Regina, before we send it out.
Oh, I want this history lesson. This was awesome.
Yeah.
This is cool. Yeah, Thank you guys. More. I definitely learned stuff.
But what I'm really mad about is I forgot Maylene's name, Maylene's name, and I remember watching everything.
Well, okay, so my email. Tomorrow we'll do more women's history, so you'll learn more.
So my email is everywhere. Email me if you would like it, or if you'd like it. It's on the website under IDC. If you don't have my email for some reason, all right, and I will send it to anybody that emails.
If you don't have Regina's email, you're not on your computer because she got 992 million emails out there.
You can also find her. She's under the board too. Well, she's under the CCB board.
I am the recording guys.
I just want to thank Steve and Paul for helping us out.
And thank you, Steve.
Thank you to Steve. Thank you, Steve.
And see everybody tomorrow to discuss the nuances of semicolons.
Okay.
Right, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, everybody.
Glad you are here, Brandon.
Take care, everybody.
Go ahead and be the flag, Steve.
Good night, you guys.
All right.